This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The final draft Wolf Restoration Management Plan will be presented in Steamboat Springs Thursday. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Wolf Commission is presenting the plan with proposed regulations. The meeting is all day Thursday at Colorado Mountain College in Steamboat. Public comment starts just after 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon. United States Congressman Jonah Goose is in Rout County tomorrow. He'll be in Oak Creek Thursday afternoon for a farm bill listening session. Then the public is invited to a town hall from 7 o'clock till 8 Thursday night at Centennial Hall on 10th Street in Steamboat Springs. Rout County is represented by Congressman Neguse after becoming part of Colorado's 2nd Congressional District after redistricting in 2021. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold was in Steamboat Springs Tuesday, meeting with local business leaders and Rout County Clerk and Recorder Jenny Thomas. Griswold said she's been involved with the U.S. Postal Service and is aware of the issues that the Steamboat Springs Post Office has had with delivery.
My job as Secretary of State is to make sure that every Republican, Democrat, and unaffiliated voter can have their voice heard. That's why I've been really focused on expanding drop boxes. We've actually increased them by over 60% since I've been Secretary of State.
The City of Steamboat Springs has been awarded a $4,000 grant from the Colorado Tree Coalition. The amount of the grant will be matched by the city. It will go towards the purchase of some new trees to replace dead or dying trees along Lincoln Avenue and to plant some extra trees in parks and open space areas where they're needed. The mandatory fishing closure on the Yampa River downstream of the Stagecoach Reservoir Dam has been lifted by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Thursday morning, it's Coffee with Council. That's at 7:30. Also at Centennial Hall, meet some of the Steamboat Springs City Council members to discuss affordable housing strategies, Metro District 101, and repurposing the accommodation tax. Operation Veterans Strong is reaching out to local veterans in the state, especially rural Colorado. It's free and confidential for veterans with information on resources and tools and connections. Find out more at OperationVeteransStrong.org. Check out what's happening in the Yampa Valley. You can find out all about it on the community calendar on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.